ओम शांति। 6th जुलाई 2018 फ्राइडे। टुडेज ब्लेसिंग इज मे यू फिनिश एनी इलनेस ऑफ फ्लू ऑफ वेस्टफुल फीलिंग्स विथ प्योर फीलिंग्स एंड बी सस्टेन्ड विथ ब्लेसिंग्स एंड देयर बाय बिकम एन एम्बॉडीमेंट ऑफ सक्सेस। All of you children have received Bab Dada's elevated directions. Children, always maintain pure feelings. I am most elevated, that is, I am a soul who is one out of multi-millions. I am a deity soul, a great soul, and a soul who is a special actor. Maintain these feelings and you will not catch the flu of wasteful feelings. Where there are pure feelings, there cannot be impure feelings. By doing this, you'll be saved. That is, you will be saved from having to work hard, and you will always experience yourself to be sustained by blessing and achieving success in service. So there are two things. One is pure feelings and second, impure feelings. Pure feelings means I am an elevated soul, Mahanatma, Srishta Atma. I am a soul who is one out of multi-millions. I am a deity soul, a great soul, and a soul who is a special actor. To remain in this consciousness is to have pure feelings. Pure feelings means swaman, self-respect. Pure feeling means higher consciousness. Pure feelings means soul consciousness. Pure feeling means we are getting stabilized in our own original forms. To remain what we are, to be what we are, to feel what we are, is to have pure feelings. And whenever we descend down from pure feelings, we come to wasteful feelings, and all those are impure feelings. So, what bhavana, what feelings we are having, we are nurturing, we are fostering within ourselves, that is very important. So, Baba has given 4 Soman, I am a great soul, Mahanatma. I am an elevated soul, Srishta Atma. That means a soul who is one out of multi-millions, Koto Me Koi. I am a deity soul, Devatma. I am a soul who is a special actor, special partidhari. So these are the 4 different Soman. And Baba is saying, these 4 somans, these are higher consciousness. I am a great soul. I am an elevated soul. I am a deity soul. I am a soul with special part. So when we remain stabilized in these soman or self-respect or forms of self-esteem, we are automatically having pure feelings. And when we descend down, we come to impure feelings. And impure feelings, Baba has compared to flu. What is flu? What is the illness of flu? What is the illness or disease flu? Flu means influenza. Influenza is a disease. There are a lot of pandemics around the world, where the whole world was affected. Asian flu, Spanish flu, Hong Kong flu, and more recently in 2009, swine flu, H1N1. So these are the illnesses coming from influenza type 1, type 8, B or C. Influenza is actually an Italian word. The word influenza actually means influence. When Earlier they thought some astrological influences, and because of which this rogue, bimari, illness, disease, ailment is coming. But later on it was discovered or found out that it is the virus which is causing all of this. This spreads from one person to another. It's an airborne disease. It spreads very fast. Mostly all the flu are self-limiting, but they can become moderately severe or very severe, and person may die. So, and again, it's self-diagnosable, self-treatable, but yet sometimes it can assume a very deadly form. So, impure feelings are like the flu, and when a person suffers from flu, he has many symptoms: headache, body ache, cough, cold, running nose. And if it becomes severe, then he can contract pneumonia, brain infection, abdominal infection, sometimes diarrhea, which is known as stomach flu or 24-hour flu. So all impure feelings are like this flu. If one person catches, there is every likelihood that his impure feeling may spread to another. If the other person is not very strong, not very immune, his immunity power is less, it spreads like anything. That's why if you look at the world scenario, we found that so many times this has come. The first flu or the pandemic which was there were 50 million deaths in 1918. Then in 57, Asian influenza, 2 million deaths, and in Hong Kong, 1 million deaths, 68. So the death figure is very high. Though we say it's just a flu, but it can become dangerous, deadly and malignant. So there should be precautions, there should be preventions, and if it happens, there should be treatment. So these impure feelings or body conscious feelings are like those. The moment we descend from higher consciousness to lower consciousness, all the diseases start. And Baba is comparing this flu, impure feelings, to flu, where the person is under weather, where the person doesn't feel like to do anything. He is sapped of all the energy, all the power. There is continuous body ache and all that. So that flu is about body. This flu is about mind. Here the person feels depressed, deprived of all enthusiasm. Here the person feels despondent, a persistent feeling of despair, a persistent feeling of negativity, a persistent sense of self-victimization, a persistent sense of lack of vigor, lack of animation, lack of desire to do anything new, and he goes down and down and down and down and down. So, if there are impure feelings, we need to find out what is the source. When did the virus infect us? From where the virus has come? There must be some source from where it has come. Is it the contact with somebody who is suffering from the disease? Or it's something else? We have entered into that atmosphere, or probably we are not vaccinated. Spiritual vaccination. We should be adequately immune and adequately vaccinated against all such viruses, because new strains will come. H1N1, H2N2, and so on so forth, and which will baffle the intellects of even the greatest of scientists. They can be anything. So these viral illnesses, this virus of impure feeling, once it infects the mind, it causes rapid deterioration. and person is down with spiritual fever, with spiritual infections. So always try to remain in that higher consciousness. By doing this, what happens? You will be saved from the illness of that flu, and you will be saved from having to work hard, and you will always experience yourself to be sustained by blessing and achieving success in service. A person who is suffering from flu may not achieve success, may not feel he will have efforts everywhere. He will not have experience of blessing. To move by blessing is an entirely different experience. So, maintain this higher consciousness or pure feelings that I am great soul, I am elevated soul, I am a deity soul, I am a soul with a special part. These are the four self-respect Baba has given. Mahanatma, Srishtatma, Devatma, special part Dhariyatma. When we remain in this, not just to repeat like a parrot, but to feel it, but let it enter, reflect upon them, stay in the pure feelings for long times, find out the sources of impure feelings, from where the impure feelings have come, from how they got generated. Is it contact with some person? Is it some negative experience of life? Is it some social media? Is it some movie? Is it some clip? Is it some audio? Is it some video? Is it some text? Is it some external stimulus? Is it some atmospheric conditions? What? Song? Anything? Find out the sources of impure feelings. Is it the attitude of revenge, resentment, what, rejection? Somebody has rejected. Somebody has shown resentment. Somebody has shown attitude of revenge towards us. Somebody had cast aspersions upon us. Somebody is trying to censor us. Somebody is trying to malign our image. What is it? Something is there which has led this impure feeling to come. Counter all the impure feelings with pure feelings. Because impure feelings per se are feeble, imbecile. They cannot be so strong as pure feelings. So let the mind be filled with pure feelings. And collect pure feelings, pure thoughts, pure bhavana from everyday's Murli. Everyday's Murli is a great storehouse, treasure trove of elevated thoughts. Collect from there, extract from there, sit in solitude, go in silence, cogitate, reflect, contemplate, and let them percolate deep within. If you analyze the life story of all the great men of this world, you will find that all of them used to go in deep silence and come out, used to go in solitude and come out in the world. They were in the world, but yet in between they used to go in that deep silence. Why? Because they had something to think for the welfare of the world. So, like those saints, like what Brahma Baba used to do, he used to, even before coming, before the descent of ascent of God, he used to sit near river and churn and think about the questions of life. What is true? What is untrue? What is to be done? What is not to be done? What is the goal of life? What I have come for? Where I am going? What I have to do? What is my destination? What is this journey? Just keep on thinking about all these different questions of life, and you get detached from the surrounding, and new power fill you. So, pure feelings, impure feelings. Impure feelings are like flu, and we should be properly vaccinated. And if suppose others are suffering, proper hand washing, universal precautions should be there. Prakash Bhai, so he is in sterilization. So all those things should be there. Okay.
Yeah.
feelings and emotions are more or less same. Yeah. But when you go in psychology, they will have differences there. There is one scientist who has described, Robert, I think. He has divided emotions and feeling into 8 parts. If you go to Sigmund Freud, he has talked about different feelings. If you go to his disciple Carl Jung, he has talked about feeling in different manner. If you go to religions, they talk of religious unmad, they talk about spiritual feelings in different manners. So psychology, psychiatry, religion, they all talk about feelings in different manner. Poets, they talk in different manners. Literaries, genius and scholars, they talk in different manner. So there are different feelings, but more or less feelings and emotions are more or less same. Baba is just talking about pure and impure. Stay in the elevated feelings and you get rid of all this bimari or this flu of impure feelings. Om Shanti.